It's a delight to greet you again today with the gospel of Christ. I'm Gary Culley, and I'm always happy for this opportunity to visit with you by means of this radio program. You remember that Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And this is the desire of our hearts as we continue our programs from day to day. Our question for this week, why does God allow suffering and grief in the world? Well, into the lives of all, as we've already noticed, grief and sorrows do come. Loneliness and despair and sickness and pain and agony and distress. These are things that we've learned to expect in the world. And certainly as we find them in our lives, we realize that we have to deal with them on an individual basis. I began yesterday, or in the close of our program yesterday, I told you about a certain man at Bethany named Lazarus. Martha and Mary were sisters of his. And when they wrote to the Lord when Lazarus got sick, they said, "Behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." That no doubt has been the message to many people, even it is today. But Jesus heard it, and he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby." Now, there may be reasons for sickness and death, no doubt because of the sins of man. But there is also something else that may come as a result of sickness and of also suffering and pain. Suffering and grief are in the world. But how we handle this must be on an individual basis. When Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he said to his disciples, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God." Now, how could he always or in any way imagine that this would be for the glory of God? Well, watch how it works out. Even after the message came, the Lord was very deliberately tarrying where he was for at least 2 days. But the Lord then said to his disciples, "Our friend Lazarus is fallen asleep, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep." Now we began to understand. But the disciples didn't understand. They thought that Jesus meant that Lazarus was taking rest in sleep. But the Lord spake plainly, "Lazarus is dead." The Lord said further, "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." Now, did he want Lazarus to suffer? No. Did he want him to die? No. But why does he say then, "I am glad for your sakes that I was not there"? Well, he gives the answer within the phrase, "to the intent that you may believe." Remember, the miracles of our Lord confirmed he was the Son of God. Now, when Jesus arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had been dead 4 days, his sister said. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. Mary remained in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And even now I know that whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give thee." And Jesus said unto Martha, "Thy brother shall arise again." Martha said, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die." The Lord said to Martha, "Believest thou this?" And Martha said to the Lord, "Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, even he that cometh into the world." Martha went away to call her sister Mary. And Martha said, "The teacher is here, and he calleth for thee." So Mary arose quickly and went to him. We realize that something is soon to come to pass that will cause all who see it to believe. But we must continue our thoughts on tomorrow, our time being gone. We're glad that you've been with us.